Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
A new film version of Wuthering Heights will soon be hitting our screens, and one of the leads, Margot Robbie, has declared it the greatest love story of all time. Is it the greatest love story of all time? Is it even a love story? The journalist and author Emily Hurrican has a view. Afternoon, Emily.
Hi, good afternoon, Sean. I don't think it's a love story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it's a tragedy, I would probably be more inclined to say.
It's a tragedy, but is it even a tragic love story? I mean, I think, now stop me, you know, if I'm kind of going off in directions that you don't want to go in, but I find it really interesting that every film version of Wuthering Heights, and you know what, there are about 20 of them, every single version focuses on the first half of the book. If you only read the first half, you might go away thinking, okay, this is violent and obsessive, but it is a love story. But if you read the whole book, there's absolutely no possibility of thinking that, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, they don't, because then you, because that kind of Heathcliff, you know, is revealed to be the extremely damaged individual he was at the start of the book. Now, there are reasons why he's damaged, but he, you know, he acts those out.
Yeah, he does. And he perpetuates, you know, there is one great obsession in his life. That is his love for Kathy, which arguably, like, the hatred he feels for everybody else is at least as great as the love he feels for her. And thwarted of that, he doesn't get Kathy. He spends the rest of his life making everybody miserable. So he exacts revenge on all those around him, her sister-in-law, her daughter, his own son, the son of Catherine's older brother, Hindley. So the next generation, I mean, he busies himself about absolutely spreading misery everywhere he can.
Yeah. Do they love each other in the traditional sense that most people would experience in that? I mean, you could argue that Heathcliff is a bit of a racist trope anyway. And it's just like some sort of weird depiction of it. But it's more more like about possession rather than love.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, really, so he has this line, if he loved you with all the power of his soul for a whole lifetime, he couldn't love you as much as I do in a single day. There's a lot of I in that sentence. You know, there's a lot of, like, that's very boastful of Heathcliff. He doesn't know how much Edgar is who he's talking about, the man Catherine marries. He doesn't know how much Edgar loves Catherine. He just assumes that nobody can love the way he does. And I think, I mean, look, I have a theory that a lot of people come to this book as teenagers. And I think, obviously, we know the book was written by somebody who was barely out of her teens. And the very famous song, the Wuthering Heights song by Kate Bush, was written by Kate Bush when she was 18. Mm-hmm. I feel that it's a manifestation of what very young people think of as love. It isn't what, I mean, I read that book at 12 the first time. All I could see was the great love story. You know, I mean, my God, was I mad to be loved in this violent, obsessive way that Heathcliff and Kathy love each other. I read it again when I was 30 and I read a completely different book because that is not what I was looking at. I think you grow out of thinking that that's what love is. I mean, Heathcliff boasts in the book, and I'm sorry if these are spoilers, but really, you know, 20 film versions in a book that's 185 years old, I feel justified. He boasts in the book about digging Catherine's grave up and looking at her face something like 6 years after she died. And she dies at the age of 19. You know, again, nobody grows old and mature in this book. And finding that her face is exactly the same. And you're like, okay, that's super weird. I mean, really, you know, A, leave her alone. B, unlikely that the face is exactly the same. But that's what he says he sees.
Yeah. So what do you think Emily Bronte's intention was rather than that first half interpretation through various generations?
So I think that that's what's really fascinating about the book. what was Hearts? Or there are so many readings of Wuthering Heights. There's a whole reading about Wuthering Heights, which is her, Emily Bronte's, manifestation of her own dissatisfaction at her powerlessness as a woman living 185 years ago. She was an unmarried woman without opportunities, without much money. She plays out in Heathcliff this narrative of a person who can do anything. He has power. He has money. He is held back by not one shred of decency or kindness. He literally can do anything he likes. So that's kind of one reading of it. There's another reading which has to do with, you know, kind of nature and the natural world that I am not that well up on. And then there is, I think if you stick to the texts, what you are looking at in the second half of the book is the idea of intergenerational trauma is what we would now call it. She would not have had those words, probably would not have been a concept that people were very kind of alive to. But what she does is play out what is the logical conclusion of picking up a boy from the streets of, is it Bristol? I can't remember. And bringing him into this family who live this very isolated existence, but are nonetheless quite well-to-do and they have standing in the local community. He is this kind of charity case, this orphan case. He is described as being dark like a gypsy. So there's a kind of a racism thing there. And he is brutalized. So this man does an act of kindness and he brings him home. But then the man's son, who is older and stronger and more powerful, truly brutalizes Heathcliff. He's beaten, he's starved, he's left outside. Catherine is the only person who's kind to him in any way. And he falls in love with her. And then he grows up and this brutalized person perpetuates exactly the same misery on those in his power, once he gets a bunch of power, into the next generation. So I feel that she's playing out the consequences of what was done to him. And I also think, in a way that I find astonishing for someone who was like 19 or 20 when she wrote this, who never married, who most likely never had a love affair of any sort, it seems to me amazing that she is also playing out what I think is, you know, the kind of logical conclusion of that kind of two-way street obsessive love affair, which is desperately unhealthy. It doesn't end well for anybody.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you kind of wonder, is it, you know, is certainly the first bit kind of a dark fantasy that was rattling around her subconscious, and then she brings it into the real world and extends it to its logical conclusion.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, which again, I think is unbelievable that she had the ability, the imaginative power to do that. But that's definitely what I get first. You put the two halves together and you're there going, okay, you know, you set this up and now this is what you truly believe is the outcome of that kind of thing, and therefore not a love story. And yet all the films, and indeed this one, the greatest love story of all time. I mean, it's really funny. And I think it says a lot about the way we want to look at love, the stories that we want to perceive as love stories, which in itself says something interesting about our society.
Yeah. Emily, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the journalist and author there, Emily Hurricane.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.